hours ago in Gaza is holding for now, paving the way for the expected release of more hostages.
What we're going to see in the next few hours is the release of 13 Israeli hostages from an initial group of 50. Now, these are all people who hold Israeli or dual citizenship, and they are all crucially as well women and children. No men will be released as part of this deal.
The BBC's Anna Foster in southern Israel.
After that, we expect to see this release of Palestinian prisoners who are being held in Israeli jails. 39 of them, we're told today, out of a total of 150, who'll be released if things go well.
Those Palestinian prisoners are 24 women and 15 male teens, most jailed for minor offenses like rock throwing. A former State Department official in the Obama administration is facing hate crime charges in New York City. CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi explains why.
The NYPD charged Stuart Seldowitz with crimes including aggravated harassment and a hate crime.
We killed 4,000 Palestinian kids. You know what? It wasn't enough.
Seldowitz told the New York Times the videos don't tell the whole story, claiming Hossein told him he supported Hamas, which Hossein denies.
It's Black Friday with major chains like Macy's, Target, Best Buy, and Walmart opening in an hour. CBS's Monica Ricks has a preview.
Consumers are still looking for bargains, but retail analyst Bert Flickinger says spending will look a little different this year.
Between higher mortgages, higher car payments, higher debt payments.
Some companies have been offering deals since mid-October.
The best deals are on apparel, big screen TVs, computers, and consumer electronics.
Black Friday is expected to rake in more than $10 billion in sales.
The mayor of New York City is facing an accusation made public in a civil lawsuit. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has the details.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is fighting off an accusation of sexual assault going back 30 years. An unidentified woman filed the $5 million lawsuit on Wednesday under the Adult Survivors Act. Adams was a New York City police officer at the time.
Adams denies the allegations. There's a warning about a food product.
The FDA says glass jars of mislabeled Hy-Vee turkey gravy that were sold in 8 states in the central U.S. are being recalled by Seneca Foods Corporation. Some actually contain beef gravy, which means a soy allergen is not listed on the label. Health officials say it could trigger a serious or even life-threatening allergic reaction in some people. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Stock futures are up. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The gun deer season in Wisconsin is heading into its final weekend. A proposed bill in the state legislature aims to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland is proposing $2 million for carcass disposal sites and $100,000 to teach hunters about the brain wasting disease and why it's important to dispose of carcasses properly. Today's a big day in Greendale. The high school band is marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Greendale Band is one of just six high school bands from around the country to have the honor this year. It's the second time the Marching Panthers are appearing in the Macy's Parade. The last time was in 2016. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 30 today, under sunny skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 17. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Support us at 4-H.org.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about
the library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Israel is eagerly awaiting the expected release of 13 hostages in as little as half an hour. For now, a 4-day ceasefire is holding. This is the first group of hostages out of 50 who are expected to be released as part of an agreement between Israel and Hamas. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand.
The White House expects at least 3 Americans to be released as part of the deal, including Abigail Moore Adan, who turns 4 years old on Friday.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. The BBC's Yolan Nell from Jerusalem.
We're expecting to see Palestinian prisoners, the first batch released from Israeli prisons. Many of these are people who come from the occupied West Bank and from East Jerusalem, so we'll see them returning to their homes there.
A Palestinian official says the prisoners are a mix of women and teenage boys. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jacques is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jacques says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
31 today, under partly cloudy skies. North winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 21. Tomorrow, high of 34. About an inch of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic...
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
are listening to The Shah.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading. Right now, U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shah.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted and public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protest erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protest erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalised with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News special report. A four-day ceasefire is in effect in the Israel-Hamas war. The next step is the release of 13 hostages, all of them women and children.
Family members of those hostages who are due to be released today have been informed. They were told last night, and they have spent, one can only imagine, a nervous and anxious night counting down the hours, hoping that they will soon be reunited with their loved ones in the next few hours.
The BBC's Anna Foster in southern Israel. More badly needed humanitarian aid is also on the way to Gaza.
Egypt says that 130,000 litres of diesel, of precious fuel, will pass through Rafah from Egypt into Gaza today, along with around 230 trucks with everything from basic aid, food and water, through to medical supplies.
39 Palestinian prisoners will be released. A Palestinian official says 24 of them are women and 15 male teens. CBS News Special Report, I'm Wendy Gillette.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jacques is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jacques says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 30 today, under sunny skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy, tonight, 17. About an inch of snow, tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors of possibility to all students, no exceptions. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. We act, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond. as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
...of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalised with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed two large tankers of fuel and two of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protest erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight as spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion in retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
To the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from East Jerusalem.
The flight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protests erupted after 3 small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology.
The knife attacker, a man in his 50s, was hospitalized with what police believe were self-inflicted wounds. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius was just granted parole after almost 10 years in a South African prison for killing his girlfriend. An unidentified woman has filed a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, alleging a sexual assault 30 years ago. He denies the allegation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen. I don't even recall who this person is. I've never recalled even meeting them. And, you know, I spent my life protecting people.
It is Black Friday, not as big a day for shopping sprees as it used to be, but still significant for retailers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Black Friday should exceed about 10 billion. Small Business Saturday the following day will be about the same, but Cyber Monday will be the biggest day of them all, with sales exceeding $12 to $13 billion at retail.
The markets are open for a half day of trading right now. U.S. stock futures are mixed. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The release of the first 13 Israeli hostages who are part of a ceasefire agreement is expected in about 2 hours. There are no reports of fighting since the pause went into effect 7 hours ago. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
As the ceasefire took hold, Israel allowed 2 large tankers of fuel and 2 of cooking gas into Gaza. In Israel, the entire country was eagerly awaiting the release of the first group of 13 hostages, all women and children, that Hamas has agreed to free. Public health official Dr. Chai Levine says some of the hostages had prior health conditions.
We don't know. We need to be prepared to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
The hostages will be taken to hospitals where they will reunite with their families. Linda Gradstein, CBS News, Jerusalem.
39 Palestinian prisoners are also expected to be released. CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb from East Jerusalem.
The plight of prisoners is a deeply emotive issue for Palestinians. According to the Palestinian Prisoners Society, at least 4 in 10 Palestinian men will spend at least some of their life in Israeli jails.
Police blame far-right agitators for riots in Dublin. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on the violence.
Stores were looted on public buses, a tram, and police vehicles were set alight. A spontaneous protests erupted after three small children and a carer were injured in a knife attack in Dublin city centre. Police Commissioner Drew Harris condemned last night's violence.
We have a complete lunatic hooligan faction driven by far-right...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A five-pack of assorted Hot Wheels are $3.99 each. An Onyx high-speed blender is $19.99. And a 10-foot family blanket is just $14.99 at Menards. There's so many Black Friday deals, I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sell good Black Friday through November 26th. See Menards.com for details.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is holding for now. Reporter Linda Gradstein with What's Next.
The ceasefire took